Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Prep Life Podcast. This is your founder and CEO of Glam Girl Bikini, Amy Enger. And today I have the special privilege of interviewing CEO Kara Jones of Angel Competition Bikinis. And maybe I didn't even say that right, because is your sister? How does that work?
First off, I'm very honored to be on this podcast. I'm an avid listener, and I love all things that you talk about with the sport of bodybuilding and just all of it. So again, I am so honored to be speaking with you today. And yeah, my sister and I are co-owners of Angel Competition Bikinis. We are the biggest supplier of competition suits in the world, located right here in Kansas City.
And we are so fortunate to have you in our backyard. And those of you that are listeners, when this is live, we will have already done our posing seminar at your studio there. And I just wanted to let you know how much we appreciate you allowing us to have that opportunity and to be able to reach so many people on Zoom and to be able to, you know, still practice social distancing and do the posing seminar to, you know, help others in the sport of bodybuilding. So thank you for that.
Yeah, you're so welcome. We're happy to have you. Our headquarters is perfect for posing because, as you know, we purchased it, a former dance studio. So we have mirrors everywhere and big rooms, and especially for social distancing, it works perfect for posing classes. So we're happy that you can use it.
Yeah, I had the opportunity to walk through your building, and it's such a cool vibe. If you ever are in the area, it's such a neat thing to be able to go in there and see the whole process, see all the different fabrics. You can see the seamstresses and, you know, all the different crystals, look at the bikinis, all that fun stuff. So tell us about how this all began.
This all began in 2013 after I did my first competition. And, you know, I ordered a suit online from where my coach at the time told me to order from. They had great reviews. A lot of people talked about how they were using them too. So I ordered a suit, and when I got it, I was just like, this is not good. The connectors were plastic, basically dipped in metal, and the fabric wasn't very stretchy. It was not custom made. It didn't fit. And, you know, in 2013, I had just graduated college. And so I was on a budget, so I didn't have the money to go and buy another suit after the first one didn't work out. So I ended up wearing it on stage. And I mean, I felt okay, but my suit definitely took away some of that confidence that I had worked so hard to feel all the way through prep. You know, you work endless hours in the gym on everything. And it's kind of, looking back, it's unfortunate that I didn't feel as confident as I could because my suit didn't fit me right. So then my mom was like looking at the suit, and she said, you know, I think I could make this, because growing up, my mom made all of our clothes. So we started working. She helped us design our first patterns, and then we started selling on eBay and then switched to Etsy. And we had so many positive reviews that then Lauren and I competed at the NPC Midwest Championship and wore our suits. And people backstage just kept asking, you know, where's our suit from? It looks incredible. And it was like, we made them. And so then we decided to quit our jobs and pursue the business. And here we are a little over 7 years later.
So what was your degree, and what was your original job for you and your sister?
So it was a complete 180. I have a bachelor's in science in respiratory care. So I worked as a respiratory therapist at KU Med Center. And so, yeah, starting a business was all sorts of new learning opportunities and a lot of just trial and error, learning as you go and reading a lot of books, but it was all worth it. And I'm a true lifelong learner. So I always love reading, and it's been a journey. And Lauren's degree was in early childhood education.
Okay. So I'm a huge reader as well, and I think as entrepreneurs, that's typically something that we tend to do. So what are some of your favorite books, in regards to like self-development or business?
So that's a hard question because I have so many of them. Some that are on the top of my mind. It's by Mihaly Csikszentmihalyi. It's called Flow. It's all about how getting in that flow state at work can really excel your performance. And then I love The Power of Now by Eckhart Tolle. Just learning to live in the present moment, which we can all do a better job of. And specifically on business, I think Start With Why. That was one of the first business books I read, and it definitely transformed the way I thought about, why do people want to buy from us? Because we were never just selling suits. It was always selling like an experience. So that book, Start With Why by Simon Sinek. Yeah, those are my top three.
That's a book that the coaches and I, we all, we talked about that and we all put together our whys. So when you think about like your mission of your business, what is your mission and vision that you have?
So our mission is to make women feel confident on stage and all the days leading up to their stage. And that is one big thing that sets us apart from any other competition suit company in the world. So it's very important when you're in prep to not just stress over your suit. So we make sure as your suit progresses through every single step in our manufacturing process, first we cut the fabric, then we sew the elastic on. There's like 10 steps it goes through. That we send you an actual video of an Angel team member working on your suit and letting you know how it's going. So that instilling confidence in our customers all the way through the suit's life cycle and then on show day is what we really excel in.
I think that's really nice because there's so many things that you're stressing at about as an athlete, and I think it's cool that you started this by a pain point that you saw in the industry as a competitor yourself, because to me that's one thing. You have these prep goggles and you're so nervous, you're not going to be ready, especially if it's your first show, and so the last thing you want to worry about is like having to send the suit back or making sure that it fits right as your body changes and things like that. So, can you tell us about that process and how you help ease the minds of competitors that are, maybe they're leaning out for the first time and they order their suit and they have that stress of like, will it fit by the time I'm, this middle school size by the time I
Yeah.
step on stage?
Yeah, that's a great question. We offer phone or Zoom consultations, so that's really helpful to talk to a suit specialist on the phone and kind of ease your nerves because we have made thousands and thousands and thousands of competition suits for every different type body type and every story of athlete you can think of the past 7 years. So we really have learned from all of that of trial and error perfecting our fit formula. So when you go in and order a suit on our website, you type in your height, your glute measurement, and your anticipated weight loss. And based on all of that, we can custom make your suit ex that it will fit you 100% the first time you like step on stage. In the rare case that you are off on your anticipated weight loss, like by 30 pounds or something extreme. We do leave alteration tabs, but rarely does anyone ever need to use them. Our fabric is very stretchy, so it does have some give if you kind of over or underestimate your weight loss.
Okay, so it's almost like an algorithm or a formula that you.
Yeah, it's more of a formula, yes.
Okay, very cool. So in terms of when I'm going to kind of open up a big topic. So a lot of people, when they're trying to pick out a suit, they don't know where to start when it comes to color, cut, crystals. So can you take any of those three big ones that are so important for the suit designing process and just kind of explain to our listeners some things to look out for?
Yeah, so starting with color, I recommend ordering our Three Angel Design Package, and you can type in the colors you're considering, and then it's completely free. We don't even ask for your credit card. You type in what colors you're looking for, and then we'll send it to you in the mail with some crystals as well as a back cut template so you can actually see the fabric colors in person. We also have some helpful quizzes on our website about finding the perfect color for you. And then overall, like, people are always asking, you know, what color will pop on stage? What color don't I want to wear? And some easy answers to that are like the turquoise is always going to pop on stage. Emerald green is another really beautiful color under the stage lights, and dark blue. Think about things that contrast from the orange or brownness of your tan. But then also you would think, well, white is really going to contrast from my super dark tan, but white is a no. If you are an amateur, do not wear white. I've made that mistake. I didn't take my own advice because I really wanted to wear white. I felt beautiful in it. And I, you know, that's another thing to consider. I'm saying don't wear white, but if your heart is calling you to wear, you know, white or mint or periwinkle, and you know the judges might not love it, just do what your heart tells you. But, you know, if you're at NPC Nationals and your heart is telling you to wear white, you might want to consult your coach. Always talk with your coach about your color if you can. But yeah, the main colors, turquoise and emeralds, always look great.
Yeah, and so can you kind of educate us on why, like with the stage lights, those jewel tones tend to be the ones other than obviously you're saying. So a lot of people wear red, and that's close to your tan color. So can you kind of elaborate a little bit more on the
Yeah,
colors?
red is more of a risky color to wear because if your tan turns out a little bit too red, which sometimes it does, it will really clash with your skin and you might not pop as much as you like. We always recommend having a backup suit because you never know what color you're going to want to wear on show day, what color will look best on with your tan. Maybe you show up backstage and every single athlete in your class has a blue suit on and you also have a blue suit. You don't want to wear that blue suit. You know, you want to stand out as much as possible. So yes, red can clash with a tan. It wouldn't be my first choice if you are looking for like a totally risk-free suit. Purple is the same way. I love purple, but sometimes it can look a little funky with a tan, depending on the shade your tan turns out. Let's see, what other colors do we need to talk about?
So when it comes to your hair color, I think that in skin tone obviously plays an important role because there's some people that can pull off like a yellow, but for most people that's not the right color. It will kind of wash them out under the lights.
Yeah, the stage lights are very bright and they will wash out the lighter colors. That's a good thing to bring up.
Yeah, so if someone's a brunette, a blonde, I mean, kind of what you were talking about with the red suit and the tan. That's why I usually advise athletes not to go with like a red hair color, just because there's no contrast against the skin. But if you were to pick out some really nice colors for a blonde, what would you say those colors would be?
I really love Kelly Green on a blonde. I think it just complements the bright hair color with a sort of brighter green color. Kelly Green and a dark blue I love on blondes.
How do you feel about black with them?
Black suit on a blonde sometimes can go over really well. Black, it all depends on how your tan looks and the stage lights.
Okay. And then for a brunette, what are some of your favorites, your colors?
Turquoise is always my favorite on stage because it always pops. It just always looks incredible, in my opinion. But on a brunette, turquoise, and sometimes I can really pull off red. Ashley Kaltwasser did an amazing job this past October wearing red. That suit looked incredible with her. I guess technically she has black hair, but it just looked incredible on her. And another color for brunette, I love eggplant purple. I think that can look really pretty too.
Okay. And if somebody really felt passionate about having the red hair, what would you say would be a good color of suit for them?
Something that contrasts from red. So green could work, not purple. That's very hard to pull off with red hair.
Okay. Okay. Interesting.
And blue with red hair also looks great.
Okay. And so would you say that, so moving on to like the cuts, want to talk about what does an NPC competitor want to look for in the cut of a suit?
So that's going back to the Angel Design Package. I highly recommend ordering that because we include a back cut template that you can cut out the pattern to visually see how much fabric it has and how much it will cover your butt. So that's very helpful to athletes out there to have that physical piece of paper that shows the amount of fabric. So for NPC, it's really evolved the past 10 years. Well, I guess ever since Bikini started in 2009. And it's gotten smaller and smaller. And then now it's coming back to a little bit more coverage. Our most popular cut right now for NPC competitors is the Pro Cut. But that also takes into account that we cater a lot of national athletes who are very conditioned and have very conditioned glutes. So that needs to be taken into consideration. So for example, if you're 5'5 and you have 34 inch glutes, you're on the smaller side. So the Pro Cut will cover more of your butt compared to a 5'5 athlete with 42 inch glutes. Ooh. If that athlete wore a Pro Cut, it may not be accepted on the NPC stage.
Yeah, that's quite the measurement. I don't think I've seen that on a 5'5". Okay, so then what's the next tier that's even smaller for the petite, or maybe like an IFBB pro or somebody looking to go to the Olympian? Don't you have a micro cut? Is that your smaller one?
Yeah, we have, it's called the micro scoop cut because it scoops lower in the front. And it is almost a thong. It has very minimal coverage, and we do not advise wearing it if you are not an IFBB pro. But we have had a lot of people wear it that aren't. We have a disclaimer on our website. You need to definitely consult your coach, your show promoter, and you realize there is a risk if you order the micro scoop cut.
Yeah, because a lot of the shows, they do the suit inspections, and that can be an issue. So yeah. What's so the pro cuts in between the micro and I believe you're Brazilian, is that right? Brazilian's a little bit more coverage than the pro cut?
Correct, yes. Okay.
And is that one, how often do you think that one's utilized?
So when we started the business, the Brazilian cut was definitely our most popular by far. And I would say in 2018, that's when we saw the switch to the Pro Cut, kind of outsold the Brazilian cut. It's ordered by a lot of first-time athletes, first-time getting on stage. It can be very intimidating to get on stage wearing the Pro Cut because it does have more coverage than the micro, but it's still very tiny. So if you are at all concerned with the coverage, I definitely recommend going with the Brazilian cut, even if you are on the petite side. Just do what will make you feel the most confident. That's the best advice. You know, if your coach is really, really pushing you to do a smaller cut and you don't feel confident wearing the Pro Cut if it's your first show, or maybe it's not your first show, maybe it's your fifth show and you're just more of a conservative athlete, go with whatever will make you feel the most confident and comfortable.
Okay. And what's trending right now with connectors?
Very simple connectors. So like a single strand connector, or maybe like or just standard straight connectors. We're starting to not see too much of, you know, the window connectors were famous a couple of years ago. The dangle connectors used to be really popular to order, and we're not seeing those being ordered or worn very often anymore.
So I have a question, because the really thin single strand, I guess it's more of just like a reflection on, I I've always had at least a two strand in the past, and this year I was trying out the single strand, but I've noticed that they get almost bent really easily, even if I put it in my container. Is that typically a problem with those single strands? I don't know. I just feel like they're very fragile.
Where was that suit from?
Well, I don't want to share that. It wasn't your company, but.
Okay. So, but I knew it wasn't our company by how you said that. Cause our connectors are the top of the line. You can't find better connectors. And I have never, ever heard that issue with our single strand connectors. However, as I said, in the first suit that I wore on stage, that wasn't before we started the business, the connectors were very fragile and it was plastic dipped in metal. So that could be the case with the single strand connectors you're referring to. Cause I've never heard that review from, and we've sold thousands of suits with the single strand and I've never heard anyone say that they bent.
Okay. Well, that's good. when you think about a connector for your top versus the bottom, can you talk about, first of all, where the connectors should be to make your physique look the best, and then also what can be done like on the top in terms of, I don't know, maybe if somebody doesn't have implants, like some things that would be more beneficial when it comes to thinking about a connector?
Yeah, so when we started, again, the industry is evolving. So when we started making suits, it was more in style to have your suit sit straight across your hips, like a normal swimsuit would wear, you know, in 2015, 2014. And recently, it's all about the high hip. So we changed our pattern in the front, and our suits are all made now to sit higher up on the hips. And that works best with the more simple connectors, like the single strand or just the straight double strand for the bottom. As for the top on the connectors, I'm really glad you asked this question because it's something that a lot of athletes don't consider. The length of your middle connector can make or break your cleavage. And whether you want a lot of cleavage or not a lot is a personal preference to, you know, your boob size, if you have implants. For maximum cleavage, you want the smallest middle connector possible. And then if you want your boobs to sit farther apart, you can order the longer middle connector and request that your top not be sewn, like tacked down to the middle connector, if you even want it to be more revealing and less cleavage. But all of our tops are made to be cleavage enhancing because that's what most athletes want. So they all come standard tacked down, but we can custom make it however you like.
And what kind of tops do you have, and what different types of tops work best with various athletes?
Yeah, great question. We have four different top sizes, but again, we can custom make in between sizes or completely custom whatever the athlete needs. So our standard sizes are small, skinny, medium, and large. The small size is for athletes with usually normal or natural breasts, 5'6" and under, with A to B size. The skinny size is only for athletes with implants. That's very important because it does have a narrow width for girls with implants that don't need the support and don't need to add extra padding to create an illusion of having bigger boobs. So the skinny size is for athletes with implants. Medium is for taller athletes, either with implants that want more conservative look, or if you are even shorter than 5'6", but you really, really want to stuff your top as much as possible, the medium can work great. And then large is mainly ordered by athletes with a natural chest of D size or above.
Okay. All right. And then let's move on to crystals.
Yeah. Okay. This is one of my favorite topics. I love talking all things crystals. It's been a long journey for us in getting our crystals. I think that's why I'm so passionate about talking about it, because there's been a lot of trial and error, a lot of struggle, but we're finally where we want to be. We kind of fixed all the crystal issues in 2018, not really issues, but areas for improvement, I guess. So we tried all the different brands of crystals, ranging from Swarovski, Priyosha, just any other crystal quality we could find to see what looks best on stage, because that's where it matters. So the issue with Swarovski, it's great quality with the glass and the facets, but they use a white backing on it that can appear very washed out on stage. Even on like their Emerald AB, they have so much coating on it that it takes away and it dilutes some of the color. So we have a supplier that custom makes all of our crystals the same quality as Swarovski, except without that heavy white coating on the AB. So like if you look at our Emerald AB, which you can look at for free in person, if you order the Angel Design Package, we'll send you a sample of one crystal, one of each color. It's very green, but it still has an AB shimmer effect to it.
Okay. So one thing that I've heard too is that Swarovski, I can never pronounce that very well. It's really hard to order those, right? It's hard to get them.
Yeah, so if we wanted like a custom color, so we just, well, this is kind of secret news, but we're adding a custom purple crystal at the end of this year. So if we wanted to order that through Swarovski, we would have to order a minimum of, I would say it would be over $200,000 worth of just that
Jeez.
one crystal. So it is very hard to order if you want anything custom. So if we wanted to custom order all of our crystals from them without that heavy white coating that dilutes the suits on stage, we would have to give them like millions and millions of dollars, which we don't have. And the quality that we offer looks better in person than Swarovski. We've done a lot of comparisons at our headquarters, looking at the different crystals on the suits, and definitely the Angel Brilliance crystals look the best by far.
Okay. And so kind of shifting gears here, can you tell our listeners about I know you are really great about customer service. So can you give us some highlights of some things that you feel like sets you apart from other suit designers when it comes to customer service?
Yeah, so before you order, we offer the free phone consultations, the Angel Design Package, and any other consulting you need to make your suit perfect. And then after you order, and I spoke about the video updates we send to keep you in the loop. And then when you receive your suit, we send you an email to check in with you, make sure it fits, make sure you will feel over the top confident wearing it on stage. And then if there is any issue at all, even if it's a, you're like, I want it to be a quarter inch more or less fabric here, we will help you out and work with you to make the suit exactly how you need it to feel confident on stage. We always go back to our why, our mission, to make athletes feel confident on stage.
Awesome. So tell us about some other things that you do for the industry. I know that you have your fashion show, which is a really huge event. I know that that got canceled this year, but tell us a little bit about that and some other things that you do.
Yeah, the fashion show, it's one of my favorite things to attend. I mean, it was like the best day of my life ever in 2019. It's a group of about 130 models, and just the camaraderie and sisterhood of us all coming together with just a goal to inspire and feel confident. And our mission in the fashion show is to show the world that a strong woman is confident and beautiful, because we need more of that, of confidence in women. So the fashion show for 2021 is July 17th. It's on a Saturday, so mark your calendars for that. And yeah, it's just a great event. We're gonna have Ashley Kaltlosser, Casey Samsell, and Daraja Hill walking in it in 2021. So it should be amazing. I don't want to jinx it or anything. I'm sure the world will be somewhat back to normal by then. We're hoping, and we're very optimistic. But if there's any safety concerns, we'll cross that bridge in the spring if it looks that way. But we're very optimistic about it, and it's one of my favorite things to do. I was pretty bummed this year that we had to cancel it, but of course we had to.
Right. So, in terms of, you had mentioned a couple of your sponsored athletes, what does that all entail, and how does one go about doing that?
Becoming a sponsor for Angel
Yes.
Competition. Okay. So we have what's called an Angel Ambassador, which is where the athletes start. And you can sign up to be an Angel Ambassador on our website, and we'll email you if you're approved or not. And then you can start promoting us with a code we make, and then we look at how your following and your code impacts us. And we really work with our sponsors as a partnership. It's you help us, we help you type of agreement. And it forms, a really strong friendship with all of our sponsors. So to become a sponsored athlete, the best step is to start from an ambassador and being a role model in the community, having a lot of people that look up to you for guidance, that you're classy, you're an athlete, and that you're actively competing. And again, being a role model in the community is really important to us, what we look for in our sponsors.
Awesome. And so can I ask you who is a role model for you in business, or who's somebody that you look to for inspiration when it comes to running your business?
Oh, that's a good question. I get lots of inspiration from my mom. It's kind of a cliche answer, but she had five kids in 4 years when
Oh,
growing up.
wow.
They're two sets of twins back to back. And
Wait, she
she
had two
were,
sets of twins?
yeah, two sets of
Oh
twins
my
were 18
goodness.
months apart.
Oof.
And so like just to grow up and see that work that she put in, and she always had a smile on her face doing it, and she'll even say, like, looking back, it was the best time of her life. So seeing her and developing that work attitude of never giving up, and not only work attitude, but to do it and enjoy it, be present and really savor those hardworking moments of the journey, because that's what really matters in the end, is how present and happy you are on your journey in life, because it's never ending. And then I find a lot of inspiration reading autobiographies of different business owners or females that have really gone far with what they're doing. And it can range. I'm a big reader again. Can range from I just this year I read Tina Fey's autobiography. It was pretty funny, but it was also inspiring. Michelle Obama's autobiography is incredible, even if you're not, an Obama fan. Her biography is so touching. So I find a lot of inspiration from different things like that. And then again, listening to interviews that you do, and then I listen to a lot of interviews from similar podcasts to yours as well, with different athletes, different IFBB pros. And that also inspires me, hearing, it's so hard to get that IFBB pro status. So hearing what some of these athletes go to get their status gives me a lot of inspiration.
That's very cool. So, are you and Lauren, are you the older twins or the younger twins?
Younger.
Okay. And then are they boy or girl? The
We're all girls.
all girls. Oh my
And then
goodness.
we have an older brother.
No wonder she made the clothes.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Well, okay. So, getting back to you, so you were talking about the sponsorships. Is there anything else about your business that you've learned over time that just maybe didn't work and kind of failed forward? I mean, what are some of the ways that you guys have evolved and kept things, because you've changed so much over just, and I think that that's the key, especially in the sport. I know as a coach, if I'm not getting out there and watching the shows year to year and I'm not there in the trenches, it's crazy how much it changes in posing, physiques, what the judges are looking for. So I think it's really important that a company does that in this industry. So how has that all, what keeps you fresh all the time? What are some practices that you do?
One thing we do that really sets us apart is we make minor tweaks to our pattern every 6 months or so. And the customers don't notice because they're so minor, but they are changing. So if you look at our pattern from when we started, it would be a straight front and sue. The connectors sit straight on your hips. There's no sweetheart scrunch. The scrunch doesn't curve around the glutes. It doesn't extenuate it the same way, 7 years ago to now. It looks like a completely different sue bottom that wasn't all made at once. That went through a series of probably 15 different pattern evolutions to get there. So we really, this is one way that our sponsors really help us. We are very active about asking, what can we change to make the suit better? And it's almost to an annoying sense. They're like, oh, there's nothing, it's perfect. We're like, well, if there was anything, could there be any changes? And we always ask our customers that. And if we get 10% of people maybe saying it could be a little bit smaller for the pro cut, we'll address that and see if we think that change needs to be made. We are listening to our customers constantly, and that, being that we are athletes ourselves, helps tremendously to know what we want to look like and feel on stage, to know how they want to feel on stage.
Yeah, and so speaking of that, what are your favorite aspects of living the prep life as an athlete?
So I love the discipline almost too much. I don't know. I love, the routine and the discipline of prep life and having a goal and going for it. And that's how I run the business, is very disciplined with work. I get to the office the same time every day, make sure I have everything in line. I'm a very disciplined person, so I truly love that about prep. And fortunately for me, I had prepped for a show before starting a business, and that discipline that I learned going through a competition prep really helped me grow a business. Starting with no knowledge of anything business related, I didn't even know what an LLC was when I started this business, to give you an idea. So the discipline of prep is, I love it. Sorry, that was a really long answer for one
No,
word.
it was great. I love it. Yeah, I'm obviously I have that same crossover. I don't come from a background of business as well, but it's just you kind of go with your passion and what, and you figure it out along the way, messy progress type of thing. Yeah, that's very cool. So, can you tell us about the other items that you offer? I know for us, like you've made these amazing masks that everybody on the team, we're gonna all be wearing them at our team show November 14th. They're all blinged out with our logo. Absolutely love it. I wear mine every day. So I know that you have other things other than just bikinis. So can you tell us about some of those things you offer as well?
We just started selling the face mask, and that's going over really well. We can do any design. Not just logos, we can do fonts, we can do names, we can do anything on anything. That's what's great about having a small business where you aren't ordering from a different company. We make everything here, so we can make one of something and we can do it. We make backstage robes for athletes that are a necessity to have backstage, because you can't just throw on sweatpants and a hoodie backstage. Well, you can, but you're going to mess your tan up. And a lot of times you want something kind of silky smooth, because it can be really hot backstage too. So you want to be really cognizant of what you're wearing. And we make robes. They can have your team logo on them, your name crystallized, bikini competitor, bikini athlete, whatever you can think of. And then we recently just started making anything you can dream of. So if you want sweats, if you want top, crop tops, t-shirts, hats. We make every custom apparel item or anything that you can think of on our website.
So something I've noticed over the years too, that you, I feel like you were the first company, and maybe I'm totally wrong, but it just seems like my perception was that you were kind of the forefront of the forerunners of making a posing suit, which I think is a great idea because when you're in an improvement season, you're not supposed to be able to really, I mean, you can maybe fit in your bikini, but you want to be able to feel comfortable taking your progress pictures in different seasons. And I think it's nice to have a posing suit. So kind of how did you how did you start that part of the business?
Yeah, the posing suits we started making in 2014, and it is really crucial to have because you practice posing every single day in prep, or you should. And you don't want to have your suit on every single day because you don't want to just put it in your gym bag. It's a precious item that you should reserve for a show day because if you put it on every day before your show, it's not going to feel that special putting on. And the posing practice suits are special made with ties so that it can fluctuate with your body better than the competition suits do. And they're made in fun prints, and our famous donut posing practice suit will always be a bestseller. It's so cute. And we have also other sorts of fun designs. We have candy, hamburgers, and we're constantly switching out our fun prints.
Okay. Yeah. So did you think of that? Was that yours, or was this something that, how did that evolve into in 2014? What made you think of to do that?
I think because we were competitors ourselves and we knew how much we practiced posing, and it was like I made myself some bottoms that had ties on it and just wore those all the time for posing practice. And I was like, there's probably so many people that want competition suit bottoms that tie. You can just throw them in your gym bag and put on, for progress pictures for your coach, so you don't have to put your suit on every time. So it kind of just evolved from the need for myself, for wanting to practice posing, but not wanting to throw on a completely crystallized, $500, $600 competition suit every time. And for check-in photos for your coach, you can't send them check-in photos wearing a normal swimsuit because they cover your glutes different. Your whole physique looks so much different in a competition suit versus a regular swimsuit.
Right. Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. Well, I feel like I've asked a lot of questions, but is there anything that I haven't covered that you really wanted to share with our listeners? This podcast, we always try to get guests on that are going to educate and bring value to our audience. So I want to make sure that I don't miss anything that you wanted to talk about.
Yeah, I'm a very big proponent, like I said, in being a lifelong learner, very growth mindset. So if I can give you any advice, it's to take every day as a gift and try to learn something new every day, whether that be about yourself, really learning about more inner work, or learning a new language. Take every day as a gift and always be striving for more, but at the same time, be content where you are, be present and mindful, and appreciate the present moment.
Awesome. Okay. Well, I wanted to bring up a special thing that you are providing our listeners with. And so, if you don't mind explaining the sort of giveaway that we're going to do, if our listeners were to leave a review about the podcast.
Yeah, we're really excited for this giveaway for all of the Glam Girl podcast listeners. So all you have to do is go to our Instagram bio or the Glam Girl Instagram bio, click the link in the bio, and then you'll see where it says enter Glam Girl giveaway, and then type in the name that you submitted the review under, and then your email address, and we will pick a winner. Chances should be very high because it takes a little bit of effort to go and write a review. So for a chance to win a $50 gift card, totally worth it. So go do that right now.
Yeah, it is a little bit of a process on iTunes, I'm not gonna lie. It's not just like one click, and you kind of have to go through a couple of steps. So, yeah, reading a review would be awesome. We'll put it on our bio on Instagram for Glam Girl Bikini, and you can also find it at Prep Life Podcast on Instagram. And then your handle is, go ahead and say what that one is, and I'll definitely put it in the show notes, but just so our listeners know where to find that as well.
That is Angel Competition Bikinis.
Perfect. Okay. Well, thank you so much, Kara. I just really appreciate your time, and I'm so grateful that you came on today. So thank you
Yeah,
so
I am
much.
honored. I'm honored to beyond. I love your podcast. You
Oh.
bring so much insight and education in the world of bikini life, and it's so much fun to listen to. And I love, I'm going to shout out your logo with the unicorn. I love it.
Oh, thank you.
It just brings a smile to my face.
Oh, yeah. My brother actually designed that for me when I first started the company. So there's a story behind the unicorn. It's well, it's first of all, every person's unique and trying to find that unicorn prep. But yeah, it has a special meaning too. It's our mascot. So thank you for that, and thank you for listening. I appreciate that. So this is your founder and CEO of Glam Girl Bikini, Amy Enger, signing off. Thanks for listening, guys.